B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Big back to school day today. Outdoor dining's going to be around just a little longer. And the most tweeted artists and movies during quarantine. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Looks like Cardi B's WAP wasn't enough to save her marriage. Find out what she's asking for in her divorce.
Leroy has your sports.
And it was the bumble in the bubble for the Celtics last night.
But first, it is back to school for more than 70 school districts across Massachusetts today. More than 65% of school districts will be starting with a hybrid model, a combination of in-person and remote learning. Schools also have rules for mask use and social distancing in the classrooms and on school buses.
Yeah, two of my daughters are starting today. They're doing the... It's weird. They're starting online, and then I think in October... they're doing the hybrid type of thing a couple days a week.
How are they adjusting to the online? Do they like it?
Yeah. Well, one of my daughters is like, she is like super introverted and stuff like that. So for her, it's like perfect. Mm-hmm. She's like, great. I don't have to be around people. Mm-hmm. And then my other daughter, she does very well with it. They got that from their mom because I know I wouldn't be able to handle it. I wouldn't. I'm like,
you'd never show up.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys are doing great. Keep it up.
Outdoor dining in Boston will last a little longer this year. Mayor Walsh announced that because of the pandemic, restaurants can't continue outdoor dining through December 1st.
Nice.
Restaurants can continue to use the temporary outdoor dining program on public sidewalks and parking lanes. Further extensions will be considered on a case-by-case basis, and application fees will be waived for businesses that apply for outdoor propane heaters. I'd eat outside. And Twitter released the results of the most tweeted artists and movies during the pandemic. On the artist side, BTS, Kanye West. I'm surprised Kanye wasn't number one. Beyonce, Drake, and Megan Thee Stallion. And for movies, Black Panther, Beyonce's Black is King, The Avengers Endgame, The Batman, and Hamilton the Musical. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Swiss Beats and Timberland have been on a roll with casting their versus battles. But when discussing plans for future battles, Swiss Beats pissed off one fan base. During one of Swiss's live Instagram chats with Timberland, Missy Elliott chimed in, which got them talking about who would be a good artist for Missy to battle. Timberland suggested Janet Jackson. But Swiss Beats was not so sure about that, saying Missy can be multiple people. Janet's going to just be Janet. Which, of course, pissed off Janet Jackson's fans. And after getting harassed on social media, Swiss Beats clarified, saying he didn't exactly backpedal, though. He said, I don't think Missy and Janet's a good match. Much love to Janet. She's an icon. Janet's got hits on hits. But she should have a better person to celebrate with. That's all.
I get what he's saying. I don't like a Janet Jackson-Missy Elliott battle.
I don't either. I feel like they're not, like...
Although they're friends and they might have... Good stories. I don't know.
But what Swiss is saying, it's true. Janet Jackson's more straight up R&B slow jam stuff. Missy Elliott's a little more multifaceted.
Yeah.
She deserves to go up against, like, I feel like Missy Elliott should match up with a dude. I don't know why. Like Busta Rhymes.
Like a rapper?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Missy's more like rap as far as her background, and Janet's not, so they'd probably not be a good match.
Janet needs to match up with an R&B type of woman.
Yeah.
And Missy could match up with a dude.
Mm.
Or a woman.
But Mariah.
Janet and Mariah would be good.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Definitely not Janet.
People get butthurt about the dumbest things. Like, I don't understand how that's an insult to Janet Jackson.
Right. Well, Chris Evans says his penis leak was embarrassing, to say the least. And moving forward, he's going to be very careful before he posts. He was on the Tamron Hall show yesterday and talked about it for the first time.
Look, it was an interesting weekend full of... lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes. He used the leak as an opportunity to get people to vote, posting, now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd. And just days before what would have been their 3-year wedding anniversary, Cardi B has officially filed for divorce from her husband, Offset. Cardi filed yesterday in Georgia, seeking a dissolution of marriage and she wants primary physical custody as well as legal custody of their 2-year-old daughter, Culture. And she also wants Offset to pay child support, although not really clear on how much at this point. No word on spousal support either, for now at least. It's all interesting to note, too, that they are currently separated. And from what Cardi posted in her documents, there are no prospects for a reconciliation. Yeah. There also seems to have been no prenup because Cardi asked for, quote, an equitable division of all marital assets. Now, there's an interesting side note to the story, too, because after Cardi's lawyer first filed yesterday, Cardi felt like the documents made Offset seem like a bad parent. So she's since asked the filing to be changed, saying she wants Offset to have joint custody of Culture and is determined to have an amicable co-parenting situation. She's also making it clear that she only wants child support, no spousal support. And after multiple episodes of Offset cheating, there are rumors that she busted him yet again, and this time was the final straw, although that has yet to be confirmed.
I can't believe that those two were... Oh, God.
You really thought they were going to make it, huh?
I thought
those crazy
kids. I thought they had what it takes.
No, it's not happening.
I'm over
and here's Leroy with sports.
Man. The Red Sox beat the Marlins 2-0 to help improve their sorry record to 18-31. The Patriots are supposed to face the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, but it may not happen. The air quality there is considered hazardous because of the wildfire smoke, and it flat out may not be safe to play. Now, it's supposed to rain.
It's probably good for the Patriots.
Well, I know. It's supposed to rain, and that would help. It's supposed to rain and clear things up, but you just never know, so we'll keep our eye out for that. And the Celtics, they choked last night. They had a 14-point lead.
How was the air quality down in the bubble?
Yeah, it was just bad. They lost that. The game went into overtime. They had leads, but the defense fell apart. And still, with seconds left on the clock, they could have tied the game. But Jason Tatum fell, got up off the floor, threw up a three, and missed. Yep. The Heat win game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, 117 to 114. What a disappointment.
Didn't Jason Tatum get reunited with his 2-year-old son yesterday? Maybe we need to keep the family
separate. No, that wasn't the issue. That was not the issue.
Start that trending.
That's messed up. Red Sox Marlins at 6:40, and that's just sports.
All right, today's good news. Well, you know, usually playing games in relationships, not a good thing, but this time it led to love. So Winston's from Cambridge, Susie's from New Hampshire, and they met playing Words with Friends.
Aww.
They met in 2017 playing the game, and after 4 months and dozens of games later, they exchanged numbers and talked and eventually went out on a date. Melissa's like, ooh,
let me download that.
Exactly.
Last September, they got engaged. They were supposed to get married in June, but, you know, the Rona had other plans. They did finally get married, though, on August 29th, and will honeymoon in Italy and Switzerland when it's possible to travel again. That's your good news in this report made hot by the Jimmy Fund, supporting groundbreaking cancer treatment and patient care at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute of Boston.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.